Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Ches, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis Amri Nahardoi. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Gamliel Ben Brocha Teraina. Zok the Gemara Amri Nahardoi. In Nahardoi it was said, Hayman Dazov and Diklo Lechavrei. If somebody sells a dekel, a palm tree, to his friend, Konile Mishfule Atahoima. The person that purchases this dekel doesn't just purchase the dekel, but he purchases the ground underneath the dekel. How deep? Mishfule Atahoima. Literally, to the depths of the depths, all the way down to the Tahoima. So when a person purchases a tree, he doesn't just get the tree, he gets the ground beneath it. Now, right out of the gate, the Rashbam and Tosfos both ask from a Mishnah Likamon and Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, "Hakoinish ne ilonos b'toich sadech haveroi." If somebody buys two trees in his friend's field, hareza loikona karka, he doesn't acquire the karka. If he purchases three trees in his friend's field, then he gets karka as well. It's nogeya. Laws and Bikurim, if you could be Mevi Vakaira, it's also Negeya whether you own the Karka. Freik the Rashbam, Freik Toisfis, this Amri Nahardoi would seem to be blatantly contradicted by a Mefurish Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's Mavur that if you only buy a tree, you don't get the Karka. Three trees, then you get the Karka. But less than that, not. How can Nahardoi say that if somebody buys a Dikla, which sounds like even one tree, Konile, you acquire the Karka, Mishfuli Atahima, all the way down to the time. So the Rashbam and Tosfos both say the same teretz, and that is that the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph is discussing not the land underneath the tree, but rather the land surrounding the tree. And with regards to that, says the Mishnah, Hakoinish ne ilonos betoich sadech haveroi, even if you buy two trees, hareza loikona karka, you don't get any of the surrounding karka. Nahardoi was talking about the karka that's directly and immediately underneath the tree that you're acquiring. That karka, you do acquire. Now, l'may nafka mina that you own that karka, you have the tree anyways. So why does it matter if I own the land underneath the karka? So the Rashbam says two nafka minas. Number one, if the owner of the land wants to start digging and excavating underneath your tree, even if he's going to do it in a way where it's not going to impact your tree, you won't be able to do it because it's your property. Additionally, and this is much more pertinent, lahalacha, what happens if the tree dries out and you don't have a functional tree anymore? Can you go now and replant on that ara, or can you not? And that says the Rashbam, you would be able to do. It's because you don't only own the tree, you own the land beneath the tree, and that gives you rights to the land, even if the tree right now dried up, even if right now it's non-functional. Either way, that was Nahardoi's chiddush. Hay man dazovan diklo lechavrei, if somebody sells a dekel to his friend, konile, the buyer purchases not only the tree, but the land underneath it, mishfule atohim. Maskefle Rava. So Rava asked the kasha on this psak halacha of Nahardoi, v'lema. Why can't the seller tell the buyer, kurka maderishka zavini lach, I sold you a kurka maderishka. Now, literally, a kurka maderishka, the Rashbam says, is krug or reintel. What does that mean in English? Saffron, if that helps. But the bottom line is, says Rava, why can't the moicher tell the loikeach that I sold you a tree, and therefore you should not acquire the land underneath it, similar to if I would have sold you Kurkuma Derishka, where it's poshet that you would not acquire the land underneath it. In fact, if somebody purchases Kurkuma Derishka, and then the Kurkuma Derishka goes bad, the seller can tell the buyer, Akar Kurkuma Derishka, take your Kurkuma Derishka that's not functional anymore, vizil, and go away from my property. In other words, Rava said, what would be the svar of Nahardoi? That if somebody buys a tree, he should get the land underneath it. Probably probably because there's some implied umdin of the muchach that if I buy a tree, I'm not just buying the tree, I'm getting the land with it. Says Rava, that's not true. There's a precedent, keneged that. And the precedent is Korkum of the Rishka, because it seems that this was an objective fact. Everybody knew that if you purchase Korkum of the Rishka, you get the plant, but you don't get the land underneath it. So you say, Maris, there is no such umdin. So why would Nahar Doi say that if somebody buys a tree, he for sure gets the land underneath it? Why? Because why would I just buy the tree? I don't know. Why would you just buy Korkum of the Rishka? And the fact is that you would. So if that's the case, the same should be true as it relates to the Zekel Elam Rava. So Rava said, you have to say that what Nahar Doi meant was not the way that the Olam was disseminating it. In other words, there was this halacha of Nahar Doi, Hayman Dazovan Dikla Lechavri Konele Mishfuli Vatoyma. And the Olam understood that what it meant was that anytime you buy a tree, you get the land underneath it. Rava said, it can't be that's what Nahar Doi meant. Because Valei Malei Korkum of the Rishka Zvinilach. Okay, what then did Nahar Doi mean? So Rav is not arguing with Nahar Doi, just to be clear. He's just tweaking and explaining, reframing what it is that Nahar Doi said. He's claiming that the Olam that's saying over this Chiddush from Nahar Doi doesn't properly understand it. So let me tell you what Nahar Doi really meant. What Nahar Doi meant was Bibo Machmas Taina. It's talking about where a person bought a dekel in his friend's field and he's been working that dekel for 3 years already. And the owner of the field never protested. He never said a word. At the end of 3 years, the owner went over to this person, meaning the owner of the field, the one that sold the deco, and he said, my boys, Bahai Ara, I want the land underneath the deco. If the purchaser of the deco says that I've already been machzik in that land for 3 years, the halach is he has a cheskas gimel shanim, and if he wants to keep it, he'd be allowed to keep it. So avada gevist, just because a person buys a dekel, that in and of itself doesn't mean that he gets the land underneath it. Hacha b'mayaskina, and in the Hardoi's case, where the person's claiming that he bought the land. Not I bought the dekel, simameila, I don't get the land, but rather what he's saying is that I bought the dekel, and I also bought the land. Now, the person, the moicher told him, really, if you bought the land, ach vishtarcha, he said, I've been living here already 3 years, and he has a chazaka sheyesh imataina. It's over there and only there that Nahar Doi said their chiddush. Amalei Markashisha b'rei d'Rav Chizda l'Rav Ashi. So Markashisha b'rei d'Rav Chizda told Rav Ashi. He said, "I want to ask you a question. If that's true, if what's true, if it's true that if a person buys a dekel in his friend's field and he works the dekel for 3 years, which you would expect him to do, after 3 years he can establish a cheskas gimel shanim, then." How do you explain the following? So we're going back to this infamous Korkum of the Rishka. In the event that somebody buys Korkum of the Rishka, my havalei lemevad, what exactly is a seller supposed to do? Now, in order to appreciate this question, says Tosfos, you have to know a drop of metzias. And that is, the Korkum of the Rishka plant used to sit in the ground for a long period of time. At the very least 3 years. So if somebody buys Korkum of the Rishka, it's very, very likely that he's going to be working it for a period of 3 years. Now, if somebody sells Korkum of the Rishka, we said earlier, he only sells the plant. He doesn't sell the land underneath it. That means whoever's buying it is not buying the land. Stating that, he's going to be working it for 3 years. And if he's going to be working it for 3 years, inevitably, he's going to be able to claim that the land is his based on the fact that he has a cheskas gimel shanim. So, Markashish of Reid Rav Chizda told Rav Ashi that, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that if a person buys a tree, he doesn't get the land underneath it. If, however, he worked it for 3 years, he can now claim cheskas gimel shanim, then every time a person sells a Korkum of the Rishka without selling the land, he's setting himself up for a problem because the buyer is going to inevitably work it for 3 years, and after 3 years, he's going to have a taina. He's going to be able to say cheskas gimel shanim. How do you prevent this from happening? It sounds like a loophole in the system that's set up for a moicha to lose. So Rav Ashi told Markashisha b'rei d'Rav Chizda, it's not a kasha, yibay leilam chuye. If somebody sells a Korkum of the Rishka, he knows that the buyer is going to be living in his field to a certain degree for a long period of time, which will give him the opportunity to claim at some point that it's his, ach vishtarcha, more than 3 years, a person's not mizdar b'shtari anymore, and have a cheskas gimel shanim. So you have to preempt that. You know how you preempt it? By being meichel. That's cheskas abatim 101. So what kind of kasha is that? Every time a person sells a korkum of the Rishka, he's vulnerable to disaster? No, he's not. you do what you're supposed to do. In order to get through life, you have to follow the rules. So this is one of the rules. You buy them chuye, and if you're moicha, there won't be a problem. And Rav Ashi said, I'll prove to you this is a tainat. Because if you're going to tell me that you can't be moicha, and that's not the answer, let me ask you a different question. Hi, mashkanta desura. The mashkanta desura, which we've had so many times. Again, what was a mashkanta desura? Somebody lends somebody money. The loiva gives the malva a mashkin. The mashkin is a piece of property that produces peiros. The agreement is that the malva is going to eat the peiros that this land produces. And in exchange for that, a certain amount of the loan is going to be reduced. It's a fixed amount every single year. And he sits on this field until enough payers and enough years pass for the loan to be completely paid off. Now, in the language of the shtar of the mashkanta desura, it says as follows. Ben mishlam shnei ilein, the time of the term of the mashkanta desura expiring, tepek ara double akes, if the land is going to go from the malva back to the loiva, no money is going to trade hands. There's no consideration at that point. And that's the conclusion of the loan. It's the conclusion of the mashkanta desura. Now, said Rav Ashi to Mark Shisha Beit Rav Chizda, I kavash le the shtar mashkanta. What would be if the malva hides the shtar mashkanta? Va'amal l'kuchi biyadi. And he says, l'kuchi biyadi. Hachi nami demehemen l'chayra. He would be believed, right? Because he has a cheskas gimel shonim. So said Rav Ashi, mesaktim rabbanim milsadasi beiladei. Psaida, how could that be? It means the rabbanim made a takana. Mashkanta desura was a takana's chazal. And the chachamim made a takana to create a situation where it's very possible that you're going to have a malva that's going to be able to lie. Ella, what do you have to say? You buy your leilam chuye. The Chachamim didn't make a takana which is guaranteeing some inevitable disaster, or even at the very least setting up a person for a lifnei ivel leisita michshel, where there's a likelihood that maybe there'll be a disaster. Because as long as the loiva knows what he needs to do, and that is, he needs to be moicha, he needs to tell the malva that I know you're living on my field, but it's mine, and as a result, even if you lose the shtar mashkanta, but at the same time, you should never be able to tain el kuchi biyadi. That's something you always have the option to do. And just like you could be moicha by the mashkanta, the surah, so too you can be moicha when it comes to the kurkum of the rishka. Now, if this last exchange sounded familiar, it's because we just had it a few days ago on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara was talking about any time a person hires an oris, what prevents the oris who's been working this field potentially for several years to go to the balakarka and tell him, l'kuchi hi biyadi. B'chura, he can always say that. And the Gemara Zir had the same exact shaklavataria. You're going to say that, mashkanta desura, had the rabbana make a takana, the malva could always say, l'kuchi biyadi. The Torah says, the loiva is supposed to be moicha. In every situation of an aris, the balakarka also is supposed to be moicha. So, similar exchange. On Lamed Hei Amud Beis, we were coming from the standpoint, every oris, why can't he make himself a cheskas gimel shanim? On Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, if somebody buys a kurkum of derishka in somebody else's field, what prevents him from making a cheskas gimel shanim? In both Gemaras, the answer is the same, Iboy Leilam Chuye, and in both Gemaras, we prove that the answer is Iboy Leilam Chuye from the Mashkanta Desura. There's very interesting Rashbam right here on our Gemara. It's the last Rashbam before the Mishnah. We are The Rashbam mutches a little bit. What was even the shaklavataria? Meaning it's pasha. We're learning cheskes abatim now for 10 days. Avada, iboyu leilam chuye. It's like a kasha and a teretz. And it's not just a kasha and a teretz. It's the iloite mahachi. How you going to explain mashkanta desur? Every single situation where you have a cheskes abatim case, where somebody sees somebody else living in his field, what are you supposed to do? Iboyu leilam chuye. And if you're not moicha, 3 years later, this person establishes a chazaka. Okay, so if you have an oris and you're afraid he's going to make a chazaka, you buy leilam chuye. If you sold kurkum of derishka in your field and some guy is living in a certain parcel of your property now for 3 years, you buy leilam chuye. So you should never be able to say, l'kuchi biyadi. Hai mashkanta desura, you buy leilam chuye. If every marakama is yiboy leilam chuye, and that's what establishes cheskas gimel shanim, so why is it even a conversation? It's two gemaras, lamed hem with beis cheskas sabatim, and then it's chayzer chalila lamed chesam aralef and cheskas sabatim. Of course yiboy leilam chuye. I don't believe anyone learned this gemara and heard this kasha of my hava leilam ebad and didn't know the answer. Yiboy leilam chuye. There has to be some hava, you know, over here. Udekari lo makari lo. It's a little bit tzarech bir. So if you look at the Rashbam says a teretz. The Rashbam says that the Gemara in the Havamina thought that the definition of macha is you're a gazlan. That's the definition of machal. So if you see somebody in somebody else's field and he's not supposed to be there, you could be moicha, you could scream, there's a gazlan. But in our cases, he's not a gazlan. If the aris is not a gazlan, the person that's working his korkim of the rishka is not a gazlan, the malva who has the mashkanta, the surah, is not a gazlan. So you could have thought that the cheftza of machal is, you're a gazlan. But if the machal is not, you're a gazlan, machal is, you're an aris, the machal is that I want you to know that this is my land and don't come later with a cheskes gimel shanim. If the machal is that it's a mashkanta de surah, maybe you would have thought that's not a machal. Now it's still tsarich bir, but at least it gives it words. You could have thought that the definition of machal is ela betoyim planya gazlona. Now the truth is, the Rashbam adds one word, kidilakamon, and it's really based on a gemara that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, and that is heichi domi machal. So we'll see this a very technical, textbook-like definition of what machal is, and that definition seems to involve you're a gazlan. In all these cases where you're not a gazlan, so you could have thought that maybe the macha is not a macha, kamash malon, that it is a macha. Either way, zok de mishnah vayta sholish arotzlis l'chazokah. There are three regions in Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the laws of Cheskes Habat. Yehuda, ve'ever hayardein v'hagalil. So Yehuda, Judea, was the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Galil is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Ever hayardein is k'shmoy kachi. Incidentally, this week's parasha is Matis Mase, which of course deals with the Bnei Gadu, Bnei Ruvein, who very much wanted to settle in Ever HaYarden, which brings out this Sholish HaRotzos L'Chazoko, Yehuda, Galil, and Ever HaYarden. But either way, Eretz Yisrael is divided into three regions as it relates to the world of Cheskes Habatim. Hayab Yehuda, how does this manifest in Halacha? Let's say there was a person that was in Yehuda, the Hechsik B'Galil, and he owned a piece of property in the Galil. And someone went and was machzik in his property in the Galil, or Begalil, or the person was in the Galil, the Hechzik B'Yehuda, but he owned the property in Yehuda, and somebody went and he was machzik in his property in Yehuda, in a chazaka, says the Mishnah, that chazaka is not a chazaka, actually, hey, imay b'medina, unless they're together in the same Medina. If they're not together in the same Medina, then you cannot establish a chazaka. So the only time Cheskes Habatim works is if the machzik and the ma'arer are in the same Medina. If, however, the machzik is in one Medina and the ma'arer is in another Medina, it's not going to work. And how do you define Medinos? So the Mishnah gives us the definition as it relates to Eretz Yisrael. We know Ruba the Ruba, the Tanam, lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is Teiras Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara is Teiras Bavel, Ki Yadua, and Svarim HaKdoshim. But the point is, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Sholish Arotis L'Chazaka. It's Yehuda, it's Ever HaYarden, and it's the Galil. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argued. When Chazal said that a Chazaka is established over 3 years, the reason they said 3 years was, Elo Kidei Sheyehei Ba'aspamya, so a person can be Ba'aspamya. So we're going to talk more about Aspamya later, but loosely translated, Aspamya is what we know as Spain. V'yach Shana, so that a person can go and he can make a chazaka for a year, it would need another year for the oilam to go and tell the owner of the field who's in Aspamya that I want you to know someone's being machzik in your field, and give this person a year to now come back and to be able to be ma'ara. So what exactly Rabbi Yehuda means is a little bit cryptic. We're going to get into it in the course of the daf, but Rabbi Yehuda is saying, his words is that the reason Chazal said cheskes gimel shanim is because they were trying to take into account even someone that's so far away from Eretz Yisrael. How far? He's even in Aspamya. How long would it take to travel from Eretz Yisrael to Aspamya? It would take a year. And that's the methodology of 3 years. Machzik 3 years? A year for the oilam to go tell this person who's vacationing in Aspamya, I want you to know someone's being machzik in your field, and now you have to give the guy a year to be able to come back and to actually be moicha. Either way, there's two opinions, very, very clearly in our Mishnah. There's a Tanakama, there's a Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama's opinion is a little bit clear, although we'll see in a minute it's sasum. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is certainly sasum, and the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to get into it a little bit. So first, the Tanakama. So what did the Tanakama say? Sholosh arotzos l'chazaka. Yehuda, ve'ever hayarden, Veha Galil. How does it manifest itself? Hayu be Yehuda vehechzik be Galil, be Galil vehechzik be Yehuda in a chazaka. Achi yehei imoy be Medin. So the only time a person can establish a chazaka is if both the machzik and the ma'arer are living in the same Medina. Says the Gemara. Ma'ikosav v'tanakam. Let's try to understand the sheet of the Tanakhama. What exactly does he hold? Does he hold that if a person makes a macha, shaloi befonov, not in the presence of the machzik, it's considered a macha, then I feel Yehuda v'galil nami. Then why is it that the halach is shalosh harotzos l'chazaka? Why is it that if the machzik is in Yehuda and the ma'arer is in the Galil, that the chazaka is not a chazaka? Presumably the reason is, we have to halk up, because the macha is not a macha. And if macha, shaloi befonov, is a macha, so then his macha should be a macha. And if his macha should be a macha, then the chazaka should be a chazaka. And ikasov a macha shaloi befonov, lo yavi macha. But says the Gemara, if the Tanakhama holds the macha shaloi befonov, lo yavi macha, and being that macha shaloi befonov lo yhavi macha, therefore chazaka shaloi befonov lo yhavi chazaka, then afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda nami loy. So why is it shalosh harotzis l'chazaka? It sounds like if you're in Yehuda and you're in Galil, that's when it's going to be a problem. But let's say they're both in Yehuda, or let's say they're both in the Galil, even if they're in different cities in Yehuda, they're different cities in the Galil, right? The Galil could be Meron, it could be Tzvas, it could be Tveria. It sounds like then it's going to be okay. Why is it going to be okay? If macha shaloi befonov loy havi macha, then afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda nami loy, even that should be a problem. So let's come up for breath for 1 second. It's mavu in the Gemara that the issue of the machzik being in Yehuda and the ma'ar being in Galil is related to the fact that it could be macha shaloi befonov loy havi macha. Meaning what underpins the sheet of the Tanakhama on some level is the fact that the macha is shaloi befonov. And being that the macha is shaloi befonov, so that would impact the chazaka. And the Gemara says, I just don't understand the sheet of the Tanakhama properly, which the Gemara will explain in a minute. But for now, says the Gemara, I don't really understand it. Because if macha shaloi befonov, havi macha, so then what's the issue? And if macha shaloi befonov, lay havi macha, so why is it shalosh harotzos? When it comes to chazaka, even if they're both in different cities in the Galil, that in and of itself should be an issue. So 2 things. Number one, what does it mean, macha shaloi befonov? And why would that impact the ability to be able to make a chazaka if you're not in the same region as the ma'ar? So the teretz is pashut. The teretz is because part of what makes cheskas gimel shonim tick is the fact that you know that somebody's in your property and you are a meicha. Now, if you didn't have the ability to be meicha, so then you not being meicha doesn't mean anything. So that the person being machzik doesn't have an anan sahadi, and if that's the case, he doesn't have a cheskas gimel shanim. So on some level, if macha shaloi befonov is loy havi macha, it indirectly would mean that chazaka shaloi befonov loy havi chazaka. Because I can only have a chazaka if I have an anan sahadi from the fact that you are a meicha. And I could only have an anan sahadi from the fact that you were a meicha if you could have been meicha. But if you're shaloi befonov, a macha shaloi befonov le'yavi macha, then you couldn't have been meicha anyways. If you couldn't have been meicha anyways, so your not being meicha doesn't lend any anan sahadi, and as a result, my chazaka can't be a chazaka. So says the Gemara, it's very poshut. Whether or not you can have a chazaka shaloi befonov really is totally in whether or not macha shaloi befonov havi macha or macha shaloi befonov loy havi macha. That's number one. Number two, what is that gufa totally in? Macha shaloi befonov havi macha, loy havi macha. L'churi, you would think a macha has to be befonov. The whole idea of macha is you protest, you warn the guy. When the person gets the warning, so he knows, by the way, to be nizer and nishtar, which is also part of what makes cheskes about the work. So of course, macha should have to be befonov. What's the tzad macha be shaloi befonov? So the Gemara already mentioned this in the beginning of the parak. We'll see it again later in the daf. And that is, it's based on the principle, chavra, chavra islay, v'chavra, the chavra, chavra islay. So news travels, and it's for that reason, even though, of course, the macha has to arrive in the doorstep of the machzik, but for that you don't necessarily need that the macha should be befonov, because even a macha shaloi befonov based on chavra chavra isle should be able to accomplish that. So really, what it sounds like the shaila is macha shaloi befonov havi macha or loy havi macha is totally in whether we say chavra chavra isle v'chavra the chavra chavra isle, or we don't say chavra chavra isle v'chavra the chavra chavra isle. Frey Toisvis, another kasha, and that is, so really, the shaila of whether or not this chazaka works when the machzik's in one region, the ma'ar is another region, the Gemara is saying is totally in chavra chavra isle. How so? Because if chavre isle, so then he could have been moicha. If he could have been moicha, then why wasn't he moicha? Oh, anan tzahadi, it must be mine. If, however, you don't say chavre isle, so then he couldn't have been moicha. If he couldn't have been moicha, there's no anan tzahadi from the fact that he was a moicha, and as a result, my chazok is not going to be a chazok. And that's why whether my chazok is a chazok or not a chazok is totally in whether machosh loy befun of havi macha or machosh loy befun of loy havi macha. Freak toisfus, and it's a real pshat toisfus. If that's the case, so why is the Gemara being toila where the chazaka shaloi befan of havi chazaka loy havi chazaka is tolian where the machosh loy befan of havi machosh loy havi macha? It sounds like we're talking a little bit backwards. You're saying good, but say better. If the crux of the shail of machosh loy befan of havi macha loy havi macha is tolian chaver chaver isle, that means the tzad that machosh loy befan of loy havi macha is. Because there's no chavre chavre islay, right? If there's no chavre chavre islay, then it's fair to assume that if someone's being machzik in Yehuda and the ma'ar is in the Galil, that the ma'ar doesn't know about it. How would he know about it? He's not being machzik befanov. Oh, the teretz is chavre chavre islay. But you're telling me you don't know chavre chavre islay. So if that's the case, then there's no chazaka, not because the ma'ar's macha is not going to arrive at the doorstep of the machzik. It's because the fact that the machzik's being machzik is not arriving at the doorstep of the ma'ar. So Frank Tyson, I don't understand this gemara. This is a sugya of chazaka shloi befanov, havi chazaka loy havi chazaka. And the gemara's toilet in whether you hold macha shloi befanov, havi macha, you hold macha shloi befanov loy havi macha, which is gufatoli in chavre chavre isle, chavre 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 isle, which means we're not sure. Is the machzik going to hear about the macha? Is he not going to hear about the macha? The tzad that he's not going to hear about the macha is because you don't say chavre chavre isle. If you don't say chavre chavre isle, then the ma'ar is not going to hear about the chazaka, which is a more pashut reason why chazaka shloi befanov loy havi chazaka. Macha shloi befanov impacts chazaka for sure, but it seems to impact it in a more indirect way. It would seem that the gruder way to say this halacha is that chazaka shloi befanov loy havi chazaka, because you don't say chavre chavre isle, and as a result, the ma'ara doesn't know he was machzik, because he didn't even know to be moicha. It seems in the Gemara that the ma'ara for sure knows about the chazaka. The question is, will the machzik know about the macha? If chavre chavre isle, so the ma'ara knows about the chazaka, and the machzik will know about the macha. And if you don't say chavre chavre isle, so then it's true the machzik will never know about the machab. I don't think the ma'ar is going to know about the chazak either. It says Toysus, it's muchach from the Gemara. Pashit pshat in the Gemara. It's muchach that even if you hold machot shloi befon of loy havi machot, that just means that the machzik's not going to hear about the machot. But for sure, the ma'ar is going to know about the machzik. And the reason is, because if somebody's living in somebody else's piece of property, somehow he's going to know about it. That news gets around. If there's a yid on vacation and all of a sudden a family just moved in and they're living there and they're pitching a tent and they're having picnics on the front lawn and cars are coming and going, that news is going to get around. And that somehow, for sure, we could assume the ma'ara is going to know about. So a chazaka shaloi befanav, the ma'ara will zicha know about it. The question is, will the machzik know about the macha shaloi befanav? Either way, coming back to the Mishnah, it's all very pshat avadik, by the way. The Mishnah said, shalosh arotis lechazaka, so that if the machzik's in Yehuda and the ma'ara is in the Galil, you can't make chazaka shaloi befanav. If they're in two different cities in the same region, for example, two different cities in Yehuda, then you could. And the Gemara says, "Mamanav shach if macha shaloi befanav havi macha afilu Yehuda v'galil nami." And if macha shaloi befanav loy havi macha, then afilu Yehuda b'Yehuda nami loy. Amar Rab Abba Bar Mamul, Amar Rav, Rab Abba Bar Mamul, send the name of Rav. Loy ben kusav macha shaloi befanav havi macha. The time of the Mishnah holds macha shaloi befanav havi macha, and being that macha shaloi befanav havi macha, that's why if it's in two cities in Yehuda, two cities in the Galil, two cities in Eiver HaYarden, for sure the Chazaka Shloi Befanav will be a Chazaka. Because being that the Macha Shloi Befanav would be a Macha, so the Chazaka Shloi Befanav would be a Chazaka. Mishnah say no, I the Mishnah. So why isn't it that if the Machzik was in Yehuda and the Ma'ar was in the Galil, it doesn't work? B'shas Cherim Shanu. It's talking about a specific time in history where there was a Cherim, where you couldn't travel from one place to the other. It was dangerous. There was a wall, so to speak, that was separating these parts. And because you couldn't physically go from point A to point B, so that's already different. And vir machosh loy befanav will be loy havi machal. So you want to know the opinion of the Tanakama? Machosh loy befanav havi machal. It's muchach in the sheet of the Tanakama. Because two cities in the same region is okay. Yehuda v'Galil, it's the same chavra chavra isle, it's the same machosh loy befanav, which can be a machal. It's a shascher. But the Gemara says, well, maishla Yehuda v'Galil v'nachit. So then why you pick Yehuda v'Galil? It's not sholish harotzes. It's really, if there's a Shas Cheirim, it could be anything. It could be two parts of the same zip code. Why is it Sholesh Arotzes? The Mishnah would seem to be very misleading. So the Gemara says, how come Ashmon? No, there is a Chiddush, this time Yehuda v'Galil, Kishas Cheirim Dami. The point is that Yehuda and Galil are always considered to be in a state of Cheirim. Now, the Rashbam clarifies, it doesn't mean that they were always killing each other, and as a result, it was a Shas Cheirim. What it means is that even B'Shas Sholoim, there were no Shiorois Mitsuyois that went from point A to point B. As a result, it was always treated like a Shas Cheirim, and if it's always treated like a Shas Cheirim, that's why, as it relates to these three regions, the halach is going to be that Macha Shaloi Befanov Loi Havi Macha. Either way. So, we have the sheet of the Tanakhama. Sholish harotzis l'chazaka. Yehuda, ve'ever ha'yardin v'agalil. Hoyeb Yehuda v'hichzik b'galil, b'galil v'hichzik b'yehuda in l'chazaka, ad she'imoy b'medina. We just clarified the shita of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha. And really, you don't need that the machzik and the ma'ara should be in the same place. And the moicha doesn't have to be moicha in front of the machzik. The machzik doesn't have to be machzik in front of the moicha. Because we rely on chavra, chavra islay, the chavra, chavra islay. Nor vas. If it's Yehuda, Ivra, Yardin, and the Galil, there it's different. And the reason is because there were no Shioris, Mitsuyois as it related to those areas. It was Kishas Cheirim Dami. And the truth is, loved after those three regions. But any place, even one city, if there's a Shas Cheirim, that would impact the laws of Chazaka Shaloi Befanav. And in those cases, the Tanakhama would be Maida. It doesn't work. And that's why it's Tafka, Hoyabi Yehuda, Vichsik Begalil, Begalil, Vichsik Beyehuda. But the Mishnah continued. And the Mishnah mentioned the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And I think it's Kedai, before we learn Amid Beis, to discuss Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda a little bit. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Loi amru shalei shonim, elo kidei sheyehe ba'aspamya, v'yachzik shona, v'yelchu v'yoydiyu shona, v'yovei v'shona acheres. Rabbi Yehuda said that the reason Chazal was masakin cheskes gimel shonim, it's because we want to take into account the possibility that the Ma'arer might be very, very far away. How far away? He might even be in Aspamya. How far is Aspamya? It takes a year to get to Aspamya. Okay, so if this person's far away, he doesn't know somebody's being machzik in his field. So we have to allow it to play out. How would it play out? The guy has been living there for a year. The Olam Chaps already. Something's off here, right? So let's go run to Aspamya. Let's go tell him that somebody's living in his field. When this guy hears about it, he needs to be able to come back and he needs to be able to be Moicha. So you have to give him another year so that he can come back and that he should actually be able to be Moicha. But if you want to know the setup of how you come to 3 years, this is the way you come to 3 years. The Rashbam in the Mishnah says that there's a few things that we need to notice as it relates to Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutoi. Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned immediately after the Shittah of the Tanakhama. It's Muchach from there that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama. So whereas the Tanakhama said, Sholosh Arotzes L'Chazaka, and Hoye B'Yehuda V'Hichzik B'Galil, Ein L'Chazaka, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik. And where do you see that in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that you could be in Yehuda, and the Ma'ara could be in Aspamya. It doesn't matter. That in and of itself would constitute a chazaka. So this idea that Hoya be Yehuda v'hechzik begalil in a chazaka, al rishon, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly you could be in Yenemek Velt. Still, the chazaka is going to be a chazaka. So let's just pause for 1 second. Whoa, deep shot in that. Chura, if you're telling me that there's a Shas Cheirim, for example, right? Because that's the way the Gemara explained the sheet of the Tanakhama. You literally can't get from point A to point B. How can anybody argue with that? How could you hold, forget about Machab Befanav, Shaloi Befanav. It's a Shas Cheirim. And if it's a Shas Cheirim, how are you getting through? Right? Tanakhama holds Machab Shaloi Befanav, Avi Machab. But a Shas Cheirim is a Shas Cheirim. How could Rabbi Yehuda, how could anybody, for that matter, be chaylik with that? So the Rishonim speak out, you have to say that even in a Shas Cheirim, somebody could smuggle himself through the border, And as a result, it's always possible. So a Shas Cheirim, yeah, but Rabbi Yehuda is a little less nispal from the Shas Cheirim. That's the first observation that Rashbam makes as it relates to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But then the Rashbam says something else. He says that, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? This is like a macro mavui lecheskes habatim type of line. You learn cheskes habatim and you try figuring out what's this whole 3-year business about. There's a Rabbi Yehuda tucked away in a Mishnah, Lamed Chesam Ad Aleph. The whole concept and the whole institution of 3 years is elokidation yehei ba'aspamya v'yachzik shana v'yelchu v'yoydiyu shana v'yobay l'shana aches. Freak the Rashbam, that's the pshat in cheskes gimel shanim? I thought Pshan Cheskes Gimel Shonim is Rava and Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. 1 year you watch Yishtar, 2 years you watch Yishtar, up to 3 years. But once 3 years pass, Loi Mizdar and Ish Pishtari, and that's why Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Now, what does that mean? That's the Ktsois in Simen Kuf Mem. But the bottom line is that there's a pshat in Cheskes Gimel Shonim that I don't think has anything to do with this. Zokter Rashbam. That it's muchach that Rabbi Yehuda did not learn Pshat and Cheskes Gimel Shonim the way Rav explained it on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. According to Rabbi Yehuda, be'etzim, you can establish a chazaka in a minute. The fact that you see somebody living in your property, that's a reason for you to be meichel. So why did Chazal say Gimel Shonim? Chazal said Gimel Shonim to Bavarn. What if the guy's in Aspamya? So he doesn't know about it right away. It takes time for the news to travel to him and for him to travel back to it. So that could take maximum 3 years. And it's for that reason Chazal came up with a number of 3 years. And by the way, with a loy plug, that it's always going to be 3 years. Important point. A loy plug, that it's always going to be 3 years. You have to chazal that for a fact. But the point is that that's the setup of Cheskes Gimel Shonim, but has nothing to do with watching Yishtar, not watching Yishtar. That's not the nekud of 3 years. Say even a little bit sharper. There's a Gemara that we're going to learn on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has a line that says, quote, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kol befanov la'alta havi chazak. According to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, if someone's machzik bifnei hama'ar, la'alta havi chazak. Who's that Rabbi Yehuda? You ever heard of such a Rabbi Yehuda? It's this Rabbi Yehuda. Because you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole yisoid of Cheskes Gimel Shonim is what? What if he's in a Aspamya. It's not because 3 years, ach vishtarcha. No, it's because he might be far away. So he's not far away. Let's say he's befanov. O kol befanov, la'alter havich hazoka. Now, a lot of Teresh Baal Pen today's stuff. We just said a second ago that there's a loy plug. Even if he's not Aspamya, it's 3 years. So why kol befanov havich hazoka? So it's mavur in that Gemara that the loy plug was only with regards to a situation where the machzik is not befanov. If, however, he's befanov, over there was no loy plug. Again, we'll see more about this on Daf Mem Aleph. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But here's the nekuda. The nekuda is that Rabbi Yehuda is being chaylik fundamentally, institutionally, on everything that we know about Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Cheskes Gimel Shonim, we thought, was related somehow to Ach Vishtarcha, again, Ayin Ktsoy Simen Kuf Man, whatever that means. But the point is that's the Nakuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, kol befanov la'alta havi chazaka. It's dafka shloi befanov not, and it's because we're bavarning, what if the person's even an Aspamya? Now, maybe he's further than Aspamya. How do you know he's not further than Aspamya? Right, that's not soif oilam, Aspamya. So the Rishonim say that it's not mistaber that a person would travel so far. You're going to go more than a year's traveling. Right, you take a long flight. I mean, a year is a very long flight. So far, we're not assuming, and in the world of loy plug, the Chachamim were very comfortable making this takana. But the point is that as it relates to a chazaka shaloi befanov, there was a loy plug for all chazaka shaloi befanov. As it relates to a chazaka befanov, they already call the alta avi chazaka. But I think it's kedai to speak out that this Rashbam, who just said that from Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah here on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, you see, not like Rav on Chav Tes Amud Aleph, is very similar to the Rashbam that we saw on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, who spoke out the same exact thing in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shmuel holds that a stay base habal you can establish a chazak in 18 months, and Rabbi Akiva holds that a stay base habal you can establish a chazaka in 14 months. And the Rashbam asked the same exact kasha, that if Cheskes Gimel Shonim is related to you not watching Yishtar for 3 years, then how could you establish a chazaka in less than 3 years? How could you have a chazaka in 18 months or 14 months respectively? And the Rashbam said, Enochinami. The Rashbam said that Rava on Choftes Amar Aleph, which is the Rava in the Perek, a lot of Rava in the Perek, but that's the Rava in the Perek, that is not going Alibid Rabbi Shmuel. It's not going Alibid Rabbi Akiva. If you take that Rashbam on Lamed Vav Amid Eis, and you mitzaref it with this Rashbam on Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, what you have here is that this Rava, which underpins the whole Cheskes Habatim, it's true, but not everybody agrees with it. Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Sto Asach Tanon, that didn't hold that way. So really, when you go back and learn Cheskes Habatim again, and you ask yourself, what's the Yisoid of Cheskes Gimel Shanim? You have to learn Cheskes Gimel Shanim from the standpoint of the Chachamim. Then you have to understand it from the standpoint of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and then you have to understand it from the standpoint of Rabbi Yehuda tucked away right here on Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. Either way, this is all important for pshat. There's no rei. It's pshat. Nochutz for the pshat. We're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik with the Tana Kama in the Mishnah is chaylik in two pratim. Number one, whereas the Tana Kama holds shalosh aratzas lechazaka, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. He holds you can make a chazaka shalai b'fanav. Number two, fundamentally, you see from Rabbi Yehuda that he had a completely different understanding of how Cheskes Gimel Shanim works. But here's the kicker, and really, it's going to come up in tomorrow's daf, but the Rashbam speaks of that in the Mishnah, and I think it's kedai to speak of that in the Mishnah, and it's important really to understand some of the nuance in Amud Beis. It's a quick Amud Beis, by the way, but it's still important. And that is that the Rashbam says that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph is going to have a little bit of a shakla v'tarya whether Rabbi Yehuda holds macha shaloi b'fun of havi macha or macha shaloi b'fun of loy havi macha. In fact, the Gemara is going to have a very strong tzad. And we'll see, it's the sheet of Rav and Amud Beis, that Rav Yehuda holds that Macha Shaloi Befonav Loi Havi Macha. Where do you see it in Rav Yehuda? Because look carefully what Rav Yehuda said. Amir Rav Yehuda, Loi Anru Shaloi Shanim Elo, Kidei Shehe Baspamya, V'yachzik Shana, V'yelchu V'yoydiyu Shana, V'yavoy L'shana Acheres. The word V'yavoy L'shana Acheres sounds like the Ma'ar himself has to come. Because the Macha has to be Bifonov, and you can't falozich on Chavr Chavr Yisrael, V'chavr D'chavr Chavr Yisrael. And if that's the case, it's literally Hepech HaSvara. It's counterintuitive. Because the Chachamim in our Mishnah seem to hold that Chazaka Shaloi Bifonov, Loi Havi Chazaka, Sholei Sharotzis L'Chazaka. Yet the Gemara said, Rav said it, that the Chachamim hold Macha Shaloi Befonav Havi Macha. And when is it that Sholosh Aratzis L'Chazaka? That's in a Shascher. Rabbi Yehuda's Choylik, he holds, there's no Sholosh Aratzis L'Chazaka. Even in a Shascher, even if you're in Aspanya, Chazaka Shaloi Befonav Havi Chazaka. Yet Rabbi Yehuda holds Macha Shaloi Befonav Loi Havi Macha. And you need to be Meicha all by yourself. Meaning, when you learn the sheet of the Tana Kama, it sounds like whether Chazaka Shalei Befanav Havi Chazaka Loi Havi Chazaka is totally in whether Machot Shalei Befanav Havi Macha Loi Havi Macha. I'm literally only speaking out the Rashbams. By the way, you see how long the daf would take if we would do this every day. But this is just going through the Rashbams. And really, that's in Svara the way it would play itself out. And that's the way the Rashbam set up the Sugir in the Mishnah. And it makes perfect sense that's the way it should be. Yet, what emerges is mamish just the opposite, that the Tana Kama in the Mishnah who holds that Chazaka Shalei Befanav of Loi Havi Chazaka really holds Macha Shaloi Befanav Havi Macha, the Mishnah is talking about a Shas Cherim, and Rabbi Yehuda, who in the Mishnah seems to hold that Chazaka Shaloi Befanav Havi Chazaka, really holds Macha Shaloi Befanav Loi Havi Macha, stating that he holds the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. All you need to know is that the guy was machzik in it for a minute, and the reason it's 3 years is because we give the guy the time to be able to come. So ultimately, we assume he'll come, not Chavar Chavar Yisrael, and he'll even make it through a Shas Cherem. Either way, when you go through the Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda individually, of course, it all makes sense. But if you look at it high level, it's a little bit counterintuitive. Regardless, a quick Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Im Achzikim Nechsei Bayreich. You can't make a Chazaka in the Nechasim of a fugitive. So you have someone who owns a piece of property and he's on the run right now. We'll see in the end of the Gemara. He's running away because people want money from him, or he's running away because people want to kill him. Makes a difference. But Ein Machzikin said Rav B'nichsi Berech. So who said this? Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. So you have a fugitive and now somebody wants to go be machzik in the property of the fugitive. That chazaka is not going to be a chazaka. So the Gemara says, Kamrita Kamei Deshmul, Rav Yehuda went and he said over what Rav said to Shmuel. Now the Rashbam gives us a little bit of the rest of the story. rest of the story that we've spoken about over the years a lot. This is Talmud Bavli 101. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, was a Talmud of Rav. He was a Talmud of Shmuel. Rav was much older than Shmuel. And Rav passed away before Shmuel passed away. Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav, and then when Rav was Niftah, he went to learn by Shmuel. So usually the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's came before the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's. Regardless. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, in Machzikim Lichse Berech, and he went and he told it to Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said, and when I told this to Shmuel, Amar Ali, so Shmuel told me, V'chilimchais b'fonav hu tzarech. He said, I don't understand. Why in Machzikim Lichse Berech? The only svar I can come up with is, probably, because being that the Ma'ar is not here, he's a fugitive, so his macha would be a macha shalei b'fanav. And macha shalei b'fanav le'yavi macha. If macha shalei b'fanav le'yavi macha, then chazaka shalei b'fanav le'yavi chazaka. Right? This halacha is very similar to the halacha in the Mishnah. If that's the case, essentially what Rav is saying is, in macha shalei b'fanav, lo yehavi macha. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I told it to Shmuel. Shmuel said, I don't understand. If chilim chayz b'fanav u'tzarech, macha shalei b'fanav is a macha. And if that's the case, chazaka shalei b'fanav would also be a Chazaka. Says the Gemara, V'rav, my kosofar is the right gear. So what is Rav hold? Machos shloi b'fonov, lo yavi macha? So it sounds like, yeah, that's what Rav holds. Rav holds machos shloi b'fonov, lo yavi macha. Therefore, chazaka shloi b'fonov, lo yavi chazaka. That's why im machzikim menachse berech. Whereas Shmuel doesn't understand it, because Shmuel holds machos shloi b'fonov, havi macha. Therefore, chazaka shloi b'fonov, havi chazaka. But the Gemara says, V'amar Rav, Rav said machos shloi b'fonov, havi macha. Rav himself said machos shloi b'fonov, havi macha. Now, when did Rav say machos shloi b'fonov, havi macha? He said it on Amud Aleph when he was explaining the Tanakh. Right, the Gemara said, "Michael saw a Tanakama," and Rav was the one that said that the Tanakama holds Machosh Shmuel b'Fanav Havi Macha. I, why then Sholish Haratzos l'Chazaka? It's based on a Shas Cherem. But how could Rav on Amid Bey say Ein Machzikim Menachse Bereach, which means Chazaka Shmuel b'Fanav Le'Av Chazaka, which is based on Machosh Shmuel b'Fanav Le'Havi Macha? L'chayru Rav said on Amud Aleph when he explained the Tanakama that the Tanakama sheet is Machos Shalei B'fanav Havi Macha. So the Gemara says, what kind of kash is that? Rav time of the Tana didon kamefarish v'leiloi spirulei. Rav on Amud Aleph was explaining the Tanakama, but he doesn't hold like the Tanakama. Meaning the Tanakama tak holds Machos Shalei B'fanav Havi Macha, but Rav's leiloi spirulei he holds Machos Shalei B'fanav Lei Havi Macha. Freik the Rashbam, Rav is being chaylik with the Tanakama. Is that so pasha? Now, Rav, we know, is a Tana Upalik, a Bafart. You only say that as a last resort option. Why would Rav just indiscriminately argue with the Tanakam of the Mishnah? The Tanakam of the Mishnah holds Machos Shalei B'fanav Havi Macha. Why would Rav paske Machos Shalei B'fanav Havi Macha? And for the Rashbam, Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda. Because we explained already that Rabbi Yehuda, counterintuitively, actually holds Machos Shalei B'fanav Lo Havi Macha. What was his lashon? V'yavoi. He himself is going to come and he's going to be Moicha. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he holds that Macha Shaloi b'fanav lo yehavi macha. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of the aforementioned exchange. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, machzikim menechse berech. That's a very different version. In the first version, it's ein machzikim menechse berech. In the second version, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, machzikim menechse berech. Kamrita kamei de Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said, I said this over to Shmuel. Amar Ali, so Shmuel said, pshita. I don't even know why Rav would have to say that. V'chilimcha is b'fanav utzarech. Obviously, macha shalei b'fanav havi macha. If he's saying machzik b'nechse b'erech, it sounds like he felt he had a bavarn. Macha shalei b'fanav. Why would you even have to bavarn it? It's so passionate that macha shalei b'fanav havi macha. Says the Gemara, v'rav maiko mashmon. Why did Rav have to say it? Meaning, he had to say it because macha shalei b'fanav havi macha. He needed to bring out this point. For Amar Rav Chada Zimna, didn't Rav already say it on Amud Aleph? He said on Amud Aleph already macha shalei b'fanav havi macha. So why do you have to say it again? So in the first version where Rav said ein machzikim b'nechse berech, which is predicated on macha shalei b'fanav lo yehavi macha, the Gemara asked the kasha from what Rav said on Amud Aleph. Because on Amud Aleph Rav said macha shalei b'fanav havi macha. In the Ikad Amri, Rav is saying machzikim b'nechse berech, which means chazaka shalei b'fanav havi chazaka, which is predicated on macha shalei b'fanav of Havi Macha, so it's not a kashan what he said on Amud. It's the same thing to what he said on Amud. But the question is, Pshita, my Kamashma, why does he have to repeat himself? Says the Gemara, El HaKamashma, you want to know what Rav was being Mechadish on Amud Beis? Da Afilu Micha B'fnei Beis, She'en Yecholim Loi Marloi, Havi Macha. He's coming to be Mechadish. What would be if somebody did a Macha Shaloi B'fano? But the people that he was Mecha to, they themselves cannot be the ones that are going to go and let the Machzik know about the Macha. Why not? So the Rashbam says, He's a chiger. He's someone that can't get around, right? Just he's immobile, physically immobile. You would have thought that maybe that type of macha shloi b'fon of loy havi macha, kamash mulon, then no. That as long as you tell someone, we assume even if he's immobile, he's going to tell someone else, who's going to tell someone else. Macha shloi b'fon of havi macha is predicated on chavre chavre islay, the chavre islay, and as a result, even if you're moicha to someone who himself can't be the one that's going to be the bearer of the macha, it doesn't matter, it's still going to be okay. So what's the knech? What's the toisefes chiddish in Rav saying, macha shloi b'fon of havi macha since veitimo? Even if you are moicha b'fnei people that themselves can't be the ones that are going to say over this halacha, still it's going to be okay. Omar Rav Anan. That's the gears of the Bach, it's the gears of the Rashbam. Amar Ravan, l'didi mifresh ali minei demar Shmuel. I heard pshat in Shmuel. What does it mean, I heard pshat in Shmuel? So the Rashbam says, Shmuel didn't understand why Rav had to say his halacha of machosh lebefon of havi macha tzim tzveitamo. The Gemara explained why Rav had to. Rav, it was coming to be mechadish, that even if the macha was done in front of people that themselves can't be the bearer of the news, still it's going to be okay. Shmuel didn't anticipate that answer. So Rav Anan said, I heard from Shmuel that Shmuel explained to me why it is he asked the kasha of why Rav had to say the halacha twice and didn't say the Gemara's teretz. It's because Shmuel doesn't agree with the Gemara's teretz. Because Shmuel holds, micha b'fnei shnei b'nei adam shichaylum loymer loy havi macha. If you're meich in front of people where the people themselves can be the ones that are going to travel the news, that's when the macha's a macha. But micha b'fnei shnei b'nei adam she'en yichaylum loymer loy. But if you're meich in front of people where they themselves can't be the bearer of the news, loy havi macha, it's not going to be considered a macha. Shmuel didn't hold it at teretz. He holds that a macha's shloy b'fun of havi macha, but only in front of people that themselves can go tell the machzik. If they themselves can't tell the machzik, not Rav is choylik, right? Rav holds, even if you're a moicha in front of two people that themselves can't tell the machzik, it's going to be a macha. What's pshat? The Rav zok the gemara, chavrach, chavra islay, the chavra, the chavrach, chavra islay. Omar Rav, Rav said, hilcha, so what's the halacha as it relates to machzik in benichse berech or ein machzik in benichse berech? So Rav said, the halacha is ein machzik in benichse berech. You can't be machzik benichse berech. Ready for this? Now, if you're holding cup, you can't take this lying down, right? It's impossible to understand this. Based on what? Based on what? And in the same breath, the halacha is macha shloi b'fonav havi macha. Faith the Gemara tarti, it's a stira. How could you have your cake and eat it too? Like Kashna, the Gemara says, kam b'yreach machmas momen. Can b'yreach machmas mardin. It depends on what type of b'yreach you're dealing with. If the person that's being b'yreach was b'yreach machmas momen, then machzikim b'nechse b'yreach, because then macha shloi b'fonav havi macha. If, however, the person is being bereach machmas mardin because people want his head, so then already the machosh, the chazaka shloi b'fanav would not be a chazaka, and the reason is because the machosh shloi b'fanav would not be a macha. What's the difference? If you're running away because you owe people money, you will still be moicha. Even though you being moicha might give away your location, and people now that are trying to hunt you may know where to find you, right? The minute you leak out to two people where you are, there's a chashash that news might spread. But being that you're only berech machmas momen, you're not so afraid. If you're berech machmas nefoshes, what the Gemara refers to as machmas mardin, so there already you're going to be more afraid to give out your location. And as a result, over there, the macha shloi b'fonav would not be a macha. You're not going to be moichin away with the chavra chavra islay, and therefore the chazaka shloi b'fonav would not be a chazaka. So when Rava says hilchos ein machzik b'nechse b'reach, that's predicated on macha shloi b'fonav le'avim macha. That's talking about a b'reach machmas mard. When, however, Rava said in the next breath, u'macha shloi b'fonav havi macha, he was talking about someone that wants to be machzik b'nechse b'reach machmas momen. If it's machmas momen, there the macha shloi b'fonav havi macha, and there enochinami, that's why he said those words, macha shloi b'fonav havi macha. Just interesting, we mentioned earlier that the Sholish Arotzois, the Chazaka is Dover Be'ito, it's this week's parasha. If you take a look at Rashmi, kam b'reach machmas marden, so not Rashi, Rashbam, machmas ritzichas nefashes. If somebody runs away, machmas ritzichas nefashes, yorei limchais. He's afraid to be moicha, pen yivadam mokoim tachnusoi. Because the oilam, and whoever it is that's trying to take him out and assassinate him, may know where he is. He may be able to find him. And what's he worried about? He's worried that the year doif goyal hadam achrav, the goyal hadam is going to run after ki yochem levavoi vehesigoi baharga. He's worried about the goyal hadam, which is also this week's parsha, the parsha of Ari Mitzvot, the parsha of the goyal hadam. Either way, just to end with one very, very light ha'ara, and that is, lightest part of today's daf is Aspamya. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's chaylik with the Tanakam in the Mishnah, and says that a person can make a chazaka shaloi b'fanav. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo yamru shaloi shanim elo kideish neyehei ba'aspamya." To bavarn, what if the ma'arer is an aspamya, and someone's being machzik in his property? So it would take up to 3 years for this person to be able to arrive back to his property and to be Meicha, and that's why Chazal said Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So Aspamya was the mashal that the Tana, the Mishnah, gave for a very far away place from Eretz Yisrael. There's a Mishnah, Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing different sorrows, Shloi Tovei Al Yisrael, and the reaction of the Yidden. Says the Mishnah, Al Elu Masrim B'chol Makim. The following is a list of tzaras, that if these tzaras happen, it doesn't matter where these tzaras happen. Meaning, all Jews, B'chol Makim Shehem, have to blow shofaris, and they have to fast, and they have to go through the processes of Masechtas Tainis to try to avoid this tzara. Meaning, there's certain tzaras that are considered more local, more regional. And then there's certain tzaras that it doesn't matter where they are. If these tzaras are happening right now to Yidden, Al elu masriim b'chol mokad. Al ashidofoin, v'al ayirokoin, v'al arba, v'al achasil, v'al chayiro, v'al acherev. These types of tzoris, masriim b'chol mokad. If you take a look at Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, if it's even Rashi. So Rashi says, Dibur al maschol masriim b'chol mokad. Im niru ba'aspamya. Let's say this happened even in Aspamya. Masri in Bebavel. You would blow shofar in Bavel. And Bebavel, if it happened in Bavel, Masri in Ba'aspamya. You would blow shofar even in Aspamya. So Rashi gave a mashal of a faraway place, and Rashi's mashal was Aspamya. Now, in the Mishnah, we're discussing Aspamya being far away from Eretz Yisrael. In that Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it anyways, we're discussing Aspamya being far away from Bavel. But it's the same difference. The dogma of Chazal for a faraway place is Aspamya. Rav David Yoel Weiss in Megadim Chadashim, in the Sefer HaChadosh, on Masechtas Tainis, on this Rashi right here, has a very, very long arichus on Aspamya. And it's fascinating, and it's Malei V'Gadish with Chikav Mar Mekoymes Kedarkei Bakodesh. And he says that you find that Aspamya was given as the dogma of a faraway land. So whenever Chazal wanted to talk about something happening very, very far away, they would use Aspamya as the mashal. Exhibit A, the Mishnah Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. But there are other exhibits as well. He brings the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara is talking about Kishef, and it says, Afilu Oisin Kshofim Ba'aspamya. Nida Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Al Tatama, says the Gemara, Shari Adam Yoshein, a person could be sleeping in Eretz Yisrael, V'roya Chaloim Ba'aspamya, and in his dreams, he's in Aspamya. A Yerushalmi Masechtas Trumas, Perikir Aleph Halacha Beis. In Iser Alat Marim, let's say someone is giving meiser from his tamarim, afilu ba'aspamya dvash ha-mutar. Let's say he has dvash tamarim and aspamya. If you're giving meiser in Eretz Yisrael, even in aspamya, that dvash is going to be mutar. So you see the Chazal used aspamya as the mashal of a very far away place, which means that aspamya is far from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so where is aspamya? We have some clues. We know it's not close by the Eretz Yisrael. So where exactly is it? So when we learned the Mishnah, we said that Aspamya is commonly referred to as being Spanya. It's commonly referred to as being Spain. The truth is, there's a makar to it. And the makar is in Targum Yonason. There's a pasuk in Sefer Avadya. So the whole Sefer Avadya is one parak. The pasuk says like this, V'golos hachel hazel v'nei Yisrael, asher kinanim ad sarfas, V'golos Yerushalayim, asher besvarad yirshu is orei hanegev. So the pasuk over here refers to a svarad. What is svarad? Says Targum Yoinasin, v'golus Yerushalayim, and on the word svarad, dibispamyo. So svarad, which is Spain, is asvamyo. So it comes from a Targum Yoinasin, and in the eyes of Chazal, this was the faraway place from Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you have so many marmakoimis for this inyan. Stating that, there's a little bit of a problem. The problem is, there's a Gemara that we're going to learn very, very soon. It's here in Cheskes Habatim. It's on Daf Nun Vav Amir Aleph. So we know that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they yarshin the seven lands of the seven nations. Meaning, we got the land of the Shivas Ha'amimin. But we also know, Rashi brings in a Chumash and Parshas Lech Lecha by the Bris Bein Absarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu L'zarach HaNasati Es Haaretz Hazois, not only the seven nations, but you can get the land of the ten nations. So the Gemara talks about this in Cheskes Habatim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol She'ero HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Chaye B'Maiser. Any part of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe in Parshas Vazchanan is Chaye B'Maiser. Says the Gemara L'mu Lafuke mai. What's a coming lafuke? Meaning, which lands are part of Eretz Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see? Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini. Those are the 8th, 9th, and 10th lands that are part of Eretz Yisrael that Hashem didn't show Moshe. Klal Yisrael didn't conquer yet. We're going to get a loss of love. Tanya, Rameyer said, Naftucha, Arva, and Shalma. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha Seir, Amoinu Moyev. Rabbi Shimon Vayuchoy said, Ardiscus, Asya, Vaspamya. You want to know what those three lands are? It's Ardiscus, it's Asya, and Aspamya. It sounds like Aspamya is really close to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's one of the 10 Amamin. It's something that one day we're going to get. It's not very far away. It's actually very close by. There's another Gemara. And this Gemara, amazingly, is also in Bava Basra. It's in Amoiches HaSvina. It's on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Ki Yosef Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli, said over the name Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich said, what's in the Pasuk that says, Ki Hu HaYamim Yisada Va'al Nahoreis Yichoyna Now. El Elu Shiva Yamim Varba Nahoreis Yamakifin Es Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? Ki Hu HaYamim Yisada. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. It's HaYamim Yisada. And it's Al Nahoreis Yichoyna Now. There's seven Yamim and four Nahoreis that are Makif Eretz Yisrael. The Eluhein Shivas Yamim. These are the four, not Yamim. The Shivas Yamim. These are the seven seas that surround Eretz Yisrael. Yamah Shel Tveria, the Yamah Shel Stoim, the Yamah Shel Chelas, the Yamah Shel Chilta, the Yamah Shel Sivchi, the Yamah Spamya, the Yamah Gadol. The Eluhein Arba Naharos, and the Gemara goes on to mention the four Naharos. So you have here the Yam of Aspamya, which sounds like it borders Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the seven Yamim that are Makif Eretz Yisrael. So we have two Gemaras. This is not even Mimerchak Tavi Lachma. We have two Gemaras right here in Bava Basra. So what's going on over here? You have the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. Am Rabbi Yehuda Loi, Am Rishon Lashonim, Elo Kedei She'ei Baspamyo. And look at the Rashbam, look at Toysmas. That's a year's worth of traveling away from Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi David Yoel Weissmas Bekiyas, he has all the different places that Chazal use Aspamya as the place that's so far from Eretz Yisrael. And you have two Gemaras that we're going to learn in the next few weeks. Now, Nunvav Amar Aleph and Ayandal Amar Beis, which sounds like it's is close by the Eretz Yisrael. The emes is, if you take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagoyis, in his Hagoyis Yaivitz, on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, he says like this, V'yam Aspamya, Nimtza B'tzida, Mikan Nira She'ein Aspamya Sfarad. From this Gemara, it's Muchach, that Aspamya is not Sfarad. People think Aspamya is Sfarad, it's Spain, it's not Spain. Shaloy as in Oisa Espanya, meaning it's not what we refer to as Espanya. V'hochi muchach b'perecheskas, says, I have another raya from Perecheskas. Nun vavam en alef, t'ikam mando amash Espanya hi me'asora amamim. V'sforet gamkein eino eretz Espanya be'emes, ela sarvis hi sforet, and then he says something else. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes this ha'ara, he already asks this kasha, he says, people think Espanya sforet, it can't be, you have a raya from a Gemara in Amichas Hasvina, the Chim Muchach, Beperek, Cheskas, Dafnun Vav, Amir Aleph, that Aspamya is really not Spain. The problem is, we have a little bit of a steer over here. So, how do you give Zechanetza? Is Aspam you're super far from Eretz Yisrael? In fact, it's like the farthest place. And whenever you want to bring out a place that's very far from Eretz Yisrael, you use Aspamya. And where is it? Sounds like the Targum Yonasan says it's Spain. Or you have two Gemaras, which would seem to apply that it's very, very close by. So, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, in that shtickle, he brings two Mahalchim from the Gedolei Achrayim. One mahalach is very posh. You have to say there were two aspamyas. There was the aspamya that's very far, and that's Spain. And then there's the aspamya that's close by. Brings another mahalach from the Radal in his Sfarim, where the Radal says that there's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Chala, where the Mishnah talks about a place that's called not aspamya, but rather it's called apamya. There's no samach. That place was in Surya, which was very close to Eretz Yisrael, but not Eretz Yisrael. So the Radal says that I think those Chazals that talk about Aspamya being close by had to have been not Aspamya, but Apamya. And being that there was a place called Aspamya and a place called Apamya, so you could see sort of how this all got confused. But the bottom line is, Aspamya l'chud v'apamya l'chud. Bottom line is, there's two mahalchim. Either there's two places called Aspamya, one is far, one is close, or there's a place called Aspamya, which is far, and there's a place that's called Apamya, which is close. But just to end with one interesting ha'ara, and that is, there's a medrash, it's in Parshas Vayechi. The medrash says as follows. It says in the pasuk, Loma teratztun horim gavnunim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva had to understand this pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili pasak rabahar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that this pasuk that says Loma teratztun horim gavnunim is referring to literally mountains. And the context of this pasuk is, it's also Gemara Masechtas Megillah, a little bit different, is Maimed Har Sinai. B'shoshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu litin Torah b'Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to give the Torah b'Sinai, Hoyu Aharim Ratzin U'medainin Elo M'Elo. All the mountains started dinging zech and they got involved in a whole conversation and a debate which mountain is really worthy of the Torah being given on it. Zeh Oymer Olaya Torah Nitenes. V'zeh Oymer Olaya Torah Nitenes. Tavar Bami Beis Elam. The mountain of Tavar came from Beis Elam. V'Karmel Me'aspamya. And the mountain of Carmel came from Aspamya. And they were duking it out. Tavar said, I think the Torah should be given on me. And Carmel said, I think the Torah should be given on me. Hadol d'chsiv says the Medrash, this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Chai oni n'um Hashem, ki ketovar baharim. Zeh oimer anine kreisi. Vezeh oimer anine kreisi. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Lama teratztun harim. He says, why are you arguing? Kulchem harim. You're all mountains. But you're not only mountains. Ela kulchem gavnunim. You're also balei mumen. Where do you find gavnunim being? A mum, heich ma da'at omar oi gibein oi dak in Parashas Emor, in the parasha of the mumen. Kulchem nesa v'idazar al rasheichem. The reason you're mumen is because there were idol worshippers that worshipped avidazar on top of you. And it's for that reason, although you're fine mountains, don't get me wrong, but you're not worthy of the Torah being given on you. Aval Sinai shalei nesos avidazar olav. But Har Sinai, there was never avidazar that was worshipped on top of it. Hahor chamad alikim l'shaftai. This is the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaymed. This is where he wants to give the Torah. Adol d'chsev, this is what the Pasuk means when it continues and says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. But the Medrash concludes and says, Af al pike, despite that, Af Hashem yishkoin lo netzach, beveis loylamed. And those last words are very, very cryptic. Af al pike, Af Hashem yishkoin lo netzach, beveis loylamed. What does that mean? So if you look at the Pirush Eitz Yosef, right here on the Medrash, he says that if you want to know what that line means, take a look in Yalkut Shemoyni on Sefer Yeshaya. In the Yalkut Shemoyni on Yeshaya, it's Remez Shin Tzadik Aleph. It says as follows, Rab Pinchas b'shem Rab Ruvein Omar, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehevi Sinai, v'tovar v'karmel. If you never heard this, this is very fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Har Sinai. He's going to bring Har Tavar, and he's going to bring Har HaKarmel. V'livnois Beis HaMikdash al Gabeyan. And he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash on top of that. You want to know where Bayis Shlishi is going to be? It's going to be on top of Har Sinai, it's going to be on top of Har Tavor, and it's going to be on top of Har Karmel. My time. What's the makar to this? The pasuk says, "V'hoya ba'achris hayomim nochon yiyah Har Beis Hashem b'roish heharim." It doesn't say b'roish Nahar. It says b'roish heharim. It's going to be on the top of three mountains. It's going to be on top of Har Sinai. It's going to be on top of Har Tavor, and it's going to be on top of Har Karmel. Zokta Eitz Yosef. That's what the Medrash is fearing, guys. Afal Pike. Even though Tavor was told, you're not going to be the mountain where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matrish Chinosa. And even though Carmel was told, you're not going to be the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matrish Chinosa. Of Afal Pikein, Af Hashem Yishkoin Monetzach, the Beis HaYomim, that lost Lovoi, the Beis HaYomim, the Beis HaShlishi, that is going to happen over there. If you take a look at the Zayis Ranon, in his Pirish on the Alkut Shemoyni. So who's the Zayis Ranon on the Alkut Shemoyni? It's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, as in the Magen Avraham, who wrote the Pirish on Shulchan Aruch. So if you take a look at the Zayis Ranon, he says one line, that why are Tavor and Carmel going to have the schus, that La'asud Lavoi, the Beis Ha'lomim is going to be on top of them, if they sherotzu b'shas matan Torah liten aleim atayim. Because they very much wanted that the Torah should be given on them. B'shas matan Torah. You know, it's very interesting. Usually when you hear the story of all the mountains fighting, you know, the way the kleine kinderlich hatot in cheder, we always throw these mountains under the bus, right? They get a very, very bad rap. They're balei gaiva. In this medrash, there was avodah zarah that was worshipped on top of them. But there's a silver lining. With all the gaiva of these mountains, the ma'isa, they so badly wanted that the Torah should be given on them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not mikapeach schar shel kol ber. And it sounds like I feel it from the Baal Gaiva. And as much as Toivas Hashem Kol Gvaleh, and Eina Nivuhu, Abla Osid Lava, you want to know where the Shechin is going to be? The Shechin is going to be on top of Har Sinai, who's on the Mikol Adam, but it's also going to be on the top of Har Tavor, and it's also going to be on the top of Har HaKarmel. But here's the question. Where was Har HaKarmel? Har HaKarmel came from where? It came from Aspamya. Does that mean that this mountain literally came from Aspamya? Bayis Shlishi is going to be built on a mountain that originated in Spain? I mean, that's a big win for all the Anshe Sfarad. That literally Bayis Shlishi is going to be on top of a Sfaradic mountain, a mountain that originated in Spain. Now, I don't know. It's not clear because we just said there's two Aspamyas. There's the Aspamya that's very, very far of today's daf, of the Mishnah, daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, or Bisnidon Nocha Aspamya. There's an Aspamya that's very, very close. Nun Vav Amud Aleph in Cheskes about them. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden speaks that in his Ha'ara. So which Aspamya is? And maybe it's even Apamya, I don't know. But if it's Aspamya, Velcha Aspamya. But there's another Medrash. And this Medrash is in Parshas Nosoi. It's Yud Gimel Gimel. Says the Medrash. Dover Acher. Gavas Odom Tashpilenu. Gaivas Odom. Gaiva of a person brings him down. Zet Tavar v'Karmel. It's referring to Tavar and Karmel. These two mountains. Shabo Misoifa Oilam. They came from the other end of the world. And Miskoim Loimar Sha'onu Gvoyim V'Aleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Es HaTorah. And they said, we think we deserve that the Torah should be given on us. You see one thing in this Medrash. Where did Tavar and Karmel come from? They came from Soifa Oilam. Where was the Soifa Oilam? So for that we have the other Medrash. For that we have the Medrash of Parshas Vayechi. Tavar came from Beis Elim and Karmel came from Aspamya. But one thing you see, which Aspamya? Soifa Oilam. By the way, this is another Maramachim that Aspamya is referred to as Soifa Oilam. But the bottom line is, it came from Soifa Oilam. That means La'asad Lavoi. The Shechina is going to be where? The Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlishi. By the way, what kind of consolation prize is this? They wanted that Har Sinai, that the Torah should be given on them, and instead, they're going to get the Beis HaMikdash. I think the Maramachim is the Ramban and the Zakdama to Parashas Truma, and the Ramban and the Zakdama to Sefer Shmois, that the Ashrois HaShchina of the Beis HaMikdash was the same as the Ashrois HaShchina, Maimed Har Sinai. So it's actually the same exact thing, and it's very much a midah connected midah. But the bottom line is, Lasad Lavoi, where's the Beis Olam going to be? Where's going to be the Beis HaMikdash? It's going to be on top of Harim. Which Harim? Har Sinai, Har Tavar, and Har HaKarmel. Where did Har HaKarmel come? Came from Aspamya. Came from a very far place. It seems to have come from Svarad, and a mountain picked itself up from that region, lands in Yerushalayim. That's where Beis HaShlishi is going to be. It's definitely fascinating and something worth thinking about.